coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, and I'll tell you something. It's casual Friday, right? It's the weekend, right? It's the weekend. You'd be happy. Of course, some of us who work 24-7, you know, it's just, well, or work every day, I should say. Can't really, there's no distinction between weekdays, weekends. You're just plowing ahead. And I know many, many of our listeners and viewers, folks, you know, you've got jobs, you're working on Saturday, you're working on Sunday, you're working on just constantly. I get that. And anymore with the inflation, the regulations that cause inflation, the different things that are taking place. My goodness, what a different world. So, by the way, happy Memorial Day. There's going to be a special report issued on Memorial Day from this program. Okay, so you're going to want to check us on Memorial Day. But through Memorial Day is, my guest with me today is Austin Brower from, now listen to this, from healthmasters.com. But hold on. They're making some changes, some really good changes that are going to benefit you. It's write this down, or better yet, you can look in the program description box of today's show, teamhealthmasters.com. Check that out. Okay, it's on your screen for those watching on Rumble or Brighton. It's on your screen, teamhealthmasters.com. That is teamhealthmasters.com. And there you'll find all sorts of great information, great products. So now healthmasters.com is still functioning, still works. It's okay. You can keep it. You know, those who resist change like me, but you know what? You're going to find teamhealthmasters.com to be really slick in terms of use, user-friendly and such. So,
We know what it's like switching websites.
Oh man, you know,
it's a lot of work.
It is,
especially when you have stores attached and accounts, and it gets crazy.
You know, and I have to thank, by the way, I got to publicly thank Eric the Tech for all of the work he puts in behind the scenes on the websites, and I got to thank, of course, Ted and Austin Brower for the work they did on this new website. So, bookmark the website teamhealthmasters.com and migrate over to that, because you're gonna find it. It's a lot slicker, easier, and the ease of use is great. All right, a lot of headlines. You know, going into the weekend, you've got that insanity in New York, the Trump trial. It's not a hush money trial. Don't even go there with that. This week, I spoke about really the investigative products of Julie Kelly that Eileen Cannon, the judge in Florida, released, unredacted, that shows that there was a setup by the Biden regime, Garland DOJ, to really put blue against blue, the FBI versus the Secret Service. And people have been telling me, oh, well, that's just the wording there is just a standard boilerplate kind of stuff. Hell no. No, and hell no, it's not. Because you've got no idea what you're talking about. If you ask any investigator who has experience in that, okay, none of that is normal. I believe, and you can say what you want. Look, I know a couple of high-profile people do not agree with this, conservatives, that this could have led to injuries and death, potentially, of Donald Trump. Like him, hate him, doesn't matter. It's the office, and it's the actions of the communist regime embedded in this country. And Boy, we can go through a ton of headlines, but through the week that we've seen. But you know, I got a better idea. If you go to healthmasters.com and you look on the upper right hand corner, you'll find the link to the Ted and Austin Brower Show. And the downloads there Monday through Friday. I'm just absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. Well, there it is on Team Health Masters, right? Eric the Tech, can you really, is that hard to do? Can you get that from there? Team Health Masters? You can?
Everything that was on the original site is on the new one. So.
See how easy that was?
Easier to get to.
And believe me, if I can do it, you can too. So teamhealthmasters.com. All right, enough of that. Nate, Austin, how are you, sir?
Hey, my friend. I'm fantastic. Glad to be on the show as always, linked up with you. Yeah, one thing that I've been excited about is I've been working on this new website platform for months now, and we wanted to keep it as simplistic as possible for people that like the old one, but also wanted something new that it can use either one. Both platforms, we ship off both platforms right now. Everything's the same as far as products, but there's some really cool key changes that have changed dramatically. One of those things is the ability to subscribe and have auto ship for whatever product you want pretty much on the new Team Healthmasters site. And you get a subscription discount when you subscribe on those products. You can get them once a month dropped right to your door. That was a huge thing that customers were requesting from us. And so I wanted to make sure people were getting exactly what they wanted right there. You see, you can do single purchase or you can click over and get reoccurring purchase. Boom, automatic discount once a month. Right there, as many as you want, is all the way down to one on any products you want, add it to your cart, boom, ship it. The only caveat with that is different types of specials, coupons, and discounts can't be stacked with that reoccurring purchase. That way we keep it simplistic, and also, too, we don't have a massive margin killer where simply we start losing money on products that are auto-shipping. But those are some key changes, especially also, too, we're going to have the rewards points where people build up points on different products that they buy. They get more and more points, and they can use those for discounts. So a lot of cool things we've been working on, but I want to give everybody a heads up on that. And, yes, the HR5 coupon is active. And it's active on both websites as well. So I've done a lot of work on this, having both websites open, because I wanted to make sure everybody was happy. I love my customers. I love your listeners. They're great. And I want them to be able to use whatever they want. So if they like this new one, they find it to be too simplistically complex, I guess you could say, and don't want to mess with it, we still have the old dinosaur website that works fantastically well. It is very easy to use for people that are used to it. But this new one, I encourage you to check it out. Throw an order up there if you want. We're getting stuff out the same speed, super fast, as always. And again, we make the ease of use really good. The only thing with the new website, because we kept the old website, you will have to set up a new account for Team Health Masters. This new website, HM Team Health Masters. So all you do when you go to log in, you click the login button, and then essentially you don't have an email set up in this account on this new website. You go up to the top corner after you click login and click sign up. Then you put in your name, your email, your password. Boom. Up there says sign up today. You can click on that. And then you got email, name, password, create account. That fast, you got an account. And so essentially, you'll only have to do that one time. Once you do that, you're good to go. You have an all new account. But it's simply to keep it both websites open. We couldn't transfer everything over and keep the complexity level down as far as on the back end. So that's the only thing that I want to make sure everybody knows about on there. But again, I'm really excited about it. On top of that, the N-acetylcysteine is going to be product of the week right now. I'll be having some more articles about that here shortly. But yeah, Doug, other than that, I hope everybody enjoys it. HR5Q coupon for Memorial Day for your show all weekend long. Check them out on both websites. But again, give me some feedback for customers as far as email me or contact us and let us know what you think. But I definitely think a lot of people are going to be happy with this new site, as it's about as advanced as it gets as far as the newest, latest, greatest, fastest stuff you can use without having any hiccups. And not to mention, it's on its own very, very large private server. So again, it's going to be really, really fast. And the data that we have on it with the podcast, the articles that we're adding in next week with all the new articles, it's going to be pretty, pretty cool to use.
And it's so secure, too, which
this has the most advanced security you can get on the internet platforms. My team, my IT team that I hired for this, they're really good people. They're patriot group. They're very awake. They're very alert on things that are happening. So I told them that was one of the key things I had to have, because we get so many attacks just with people trying to bring websites down. I said, this thing has to be secure. I got to have my customers' data safe all the time, not compromising anything. So we spent the extra money to make sure this thing is super secure and everybody's information stays their information, and that's it on there. You guys know I don't sell anything. There's no third market advertisement. I don't take people's data and sell it to the highest bidder like so many other websites. I'm funny about that. So everybody knows when they work with me, they get the utmost protection, the same that I would with my own data. I wish other companies valued our privacy that much. But again, you see so many times now you go to buy something or different companies that you're supporting, and it's like, oh, your privacy's practiced. We're selling this. We're selling that. This is going to third party. We're selling this. Yes, it's worth money. But on the other hand, too, there's no amount of money that would make me compromise my customers' privacy and their ability to have their freedom protected. So, again, I appreciate everything from all of them on that. And going back to what you said earlier, yeah, I talked to a lot of people this weekend. I've talked to some retired law enforcement. And this whole thing with the FBI and Garland and this warrant and all this stuff they did, which was when it happened with Trump, it was so grossly unnecessary the way they handled it. And remember, Mar-a-Lago has residents that live on it with a country club and people that are there all the time. There's more than just Donald Trump lived there. And so when they authorized this raid to go through and essentially search this entire compound, it was a vast overstep of their authority, in my opinion, considering the fact that what they found was minimal at best when it came to any type of classified documentation. And then when it came out later on that essentially the use of deadly force was authorized, of course, that's something that's going to be in some standard verbiage for a very hot search warrant if you're going into, you know, a meth lab and SWAT's raiding it. Of course, this was not that situation. This was such a delicate situation with a very large compound, probably one of the largest compounds most of those FBI agents have ever raided in search for documentation, in which with most of it was not classified, and for a retired president. He was still just literally the sitting president less than a year before this when it happened. And so sitting there and not having parameters in place saying, listen, less lethal force if there is an engagement needs to be used at any and all times. Using deadly force should absolutely be the least a viable scenario at any point in time. You're going to have Secret Service there. You're going to have federal agents there as far as working with Secret Service. You have private security contractors. You're probably going to have the President of the United States there. Using lethal force should not be something that's warranted under any circumstances unless something massively escalated. And in that case, I highly doubt it would ever reach that point in that scenario because the entire basis of it was completely and totally theater. They did this for a show of force. They did this to prove that the FBI can do whatever they want. And the FBI did exactly what they wanted to do by making a complete and total debacle of themselves. And then later on, they showed everybody how they really are by going in and starting to prosecute numerous people in the United States that walked on the Capitol building. And so you've seen nothing but the FBI weaponized since Biden's been put into place as far as simply a shell handler and, you know, a little shell to walk around and want his ice cream. And this is a very, very dark road for a country. It is great and is it amazing and as free as the United States was to turn around now and literally have a Gestapo force, a Gestapo agency in the United States, such as the FBI, that is going to this level of degree to go after anybody they want. I mean, there's still guys that got arrested 3 and 4 years ago now for January 6th for trespassing on federal grounds and literally in the scheme of things, minor infractions. And yet they still are being held without pretrial release because they're refusing to take a plea bargain and admit guilt. And they're sitting there saying, I'm not admitting guilt. I didn't do anything wrong. I was there to lawfully protest. You coming in and trying to stack 4 and 5 charges on me and then saying, hey, we'll plea bargain it down. You plead guilty to this. You're going to be, you know, going, doing time served or whatever in parole or probation. They're doing this to try to make sure they get an unbelievably high conviction rate with everybody that's there so they can come back in history 5, 10, 15 years from now and say, listen, everybody we arrested was pretty much convicted. You know, everybody that was arrested had a deal and they did their time and they did this and they did this. That's why they want to do it. They know if people start coming in and getting these charges completely dismissed and dropped, it's going to set a precedent in showing, hey, listen, what happened on January 6th is not what everybody told it was. That's why the FBI is using literally Gestapo tactics by holding these guys in solitary confinement in some cases for years on end in the event to try to make sure they make an example out of them. So, yeah, there's a very serious problem we're having with the FBI, and it's not getting better. It's getting worse, Doug.
You know, yes, and folks may not know this. There is an appeal case, I believe it's a Fisher case, that could very well set back the charges. Now, I wanted to just touch on something you mentioned about the FBI raid. You know, the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago took place August 8th of 2022, and I covered it this week. Julie Kelly documents from Judge Eileen Cannon and redacted. So you've got the documents that were released this past Tuesday. You had a 9-hour raid by 30 plus armed FBI agents against a former president and presidential candidate, done to intimidate, but even worse. By the way, among those was a medic embedded in that group, which, again, not for a search warrant. This is not customary, no matter what anyone says. And he also had a Department of Justice counter-intel unit as well, and one individual from the FBI headquarters built into this raid. And despite the denials by Garland saying this wasn't a raid, the hell it wasn't, because you have armed men essentially in formation. And here's what I got from someone in the know in West Palm Beach. I'm not going to name the name. The purpose of the FBI raid, and I'm going to get your take on this, Austin. The purpose of the raid, and there's two, without giving away certain details, there's two things that really the public can see, that can convince the public about the purpose of this raid. Number one is the fact that they went room to room, or their intent was to go from room to room of the occupants there. Okay, now you don't do that. The search warrant has got to be very, because look, I've been a part of this. The search warrant's very specific, okay? And so in order for that room to room, what are they looking for? I'm going to tell you something. That and the skeleton key, having access to the skeleton keys in room to room. And the second thing is they spent an inordinate amount of time photographing Melania Trump, her room. And, of course, a big deal was made about the undergarments. But that's not necessarily what they were photographing or what their focus was. It was a series of binders in Melania's room that they were photographing. So here's what I got from the source at West Palm Beach. They were looking for a specific binder that contained all of the names and project objective information for Crossfire Hurricane, Hillary Clinton email servers, and Obama's role in all of this, along with the Biden or Obama's role in all of this. I'm sorry, but it was okayed by Biden through Garland. So they were looking for the Trump's copy of the binder that would show that Crossfire Hurricane, Russian collusion, all of that stuff was a product of the Democratic National Committee, the left, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and others associated with them. And they wanted it back, and they wanted to make sure they got it back. Did they get it? No. Why hasn't Trump released it, you might ask? Well, it's like a nuclear bomb. If you use it, you can use it once, and that's it. If you have it and threaten to use it, you know, at what point, okay, what's more valuable? However, the word is, yes, there will be information from that, but they wanted that binder. And I want your thoughts on that. What do you think about that? Because, I mean, my source is pretty close to the epicenter of this. But have you heard that?
I have not heard that. I knew there was a whole lot of information that they were trying to gather. There was way more than what they were trying to put as a front story as far as, oh, well, it was classified information and classified paperwork that he took with him after he left office. And the aspect of it was like you said, you know, a year later after he leaves the White House, suddenly they're going after this raid and doing all this stuff. And I did know for a fact that there was a full hot team as far as it went in. I mean, these guys were in full kit. They had M4s. They had a medic team with them. They were authorized for deadly force. This wasn't your typical, oh, five or six FBI agents walked up to the door in FBI outfits or suits and knocked on the door and said, hey, listen, we got a warrant. We understand this is President Donald Trump's residence. We have the right to search and look for these articles and items right here. We have a right to come in. And basically, you know, if they had outside, you know, FBI agents were there, okay, whatever. They did a full-blown hot raid. I mean, they were running around in full kit, M4s, everything, the whole nine yards. They had a medic team attached to them. This is what you do in a hot raid. And so, again, not only was it a massive overshow of force, it was the ability to pretty much show the American population, it doesn't matter who you are, even if you're the president of the United States, we will use the FBI in any way, shape, way, or form as a hostile group to control the narrative of what we want. And this is pretty much what we've started to realize now with these groups. And this is why so many people have really started to get boisterous about this, including whistleblowers, even on the inside, that have talked about it. We've seen the FBI memos that have come out now listing pretty much anybody and everybody as a potential terrorist if they fall into certain categories, if they are grouped with a MAGA group. And what I've tried to explain to people is, you know, love Trump, hate Trump, indifferent, don't care of your opinion on it. The entire purpose of what they've been trying to do, in my opinion, is to take the aspect of national pride, national unity, make America great again, that proud to be an American idea, and they're trying to dissolve it and bury it into the ground with Donald Trump because of what he promoted, what he talked about, what he garnered together, what he got people established and the communities to come together, and the people that really came in and started to try to make America great. He gave encouragement and he gave hope for a lot of people that wanted to actually see change in the United States. That is diametrically opposed to what the New World Order platforms and the World Economic Forum wanted to see in the United States. So the problem is when that happened, they realized they had to pretty much stop and crush all dissidents in the United States. And the easiest way to do that is take out the individual that is garnishing all these private and popular ideas that people are starting to follow. And that's what they're doing right now. That's why this entire theater show in the courtroom with what they're doing is so beyond anything we've ever witnessed in recorded history in the United States to this degree of trying to go after not only the sitting president or previous sitting president, but even a normal businessman. You've never even seen somebody being slammed like this so just aggressively on the mainstream media and through the court systems. Even what they did as far as that, what, $450 million bond suddenly he had to come up with immediately as far as for the real estate ventures. All these things you've never witnessed happen with somebody who's been a very large real estate mogul or anybody that's been involved in huge business. They agree. They have a plea bargain and say, listen, I may have done this or I may not have done this, whatever the case may be. We'll settle and be done with it. This theater that they're doing, it's all about trying to ruin the reputation of Trump, which in turn is to ruin anyone that supports Make America Great Again, not just the Trump movement, but the freedom movement, the pro-patriot movement. That's what they're wanting to do with this, and that's why I've encouraged so many people. It's not about Trump anymore. It's about realizing that they are going after everyone, and we have a rogue government. That's just a fact of the matter of what we have now, and so it's so important to make sure you're working with your local communities and local areas and local friends, family, people around your areas, and expanding things the best you can. And it's like we were talking about earlier on the show, me and Dad, where we were talking about the public school board in Polk County and how we just absolutely eviscerated them publicly at some of the meetings, you know, professionally, but eviscerated them nonetheless about what they were doing with the mask and trying to push the vaccine mandates and all these different things on these young children. And now come to find out, you're seeing that what we called them out for was the same thing that's been happening across all kinds of school boards across the entire country, where they're promoting this perversion with 5- and 6-year-olds. They're putting perverted books in middle school, elementary and middle school libraries. All these things are being done in an effort to try to ruin the younger generation and pervert them the best they possibly can, which is why it is so important that everybody is directly involved with their kids right now, and you continue to keep raising little Americans the best you can. I know I say that and I bring that up a lot, but there's a reason why. There's a war on for these kids. The headlines that we've watched now with this transgender ideology and what they've been doing to the food and what they've been doing with the vaccine schedule, the CDC, and what they've been doing with all this perversion in the media and the YouTube. It's a very directly clear evidence that these guys are trying to do everything they can to compromise these young children. And that's also the biggest thing you can do is making sure you're maintaining proper health with your young kids, making sure they're getting something like the Ultimate Multiple Chewables and the cod liver oil. Make sure they're staying away from the fat, you know, the really nasty fatty seed oils, you know, the canola oil, the soybean oil, keeping that out of their diet, making sure they're getting healthy fats like avocados and whole organic eggs, or, you know, good high quality milk and good high quality meats or fish, whatever their age is. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to go against the food system now. The easiest, most effective way to control a younger generation is get them sick and take away foods that keep them healthy. Take away the fats that help them produce proper hormone functioning for men and women alike. Seeing what they do on a constant basis to try to make sure you can keep their immune system strong. Because what we're watching now is, and this is going to be something I've told everybody this for weeks now, there's something going on with what they're trying to do with this new push with this bird flu fear porn. There's too many people talking about it. There's too much rhetoric about vaccine schedule. And sure enough, today, you know, I pulled up a couple articles, and this was from a couple weeks ago. It said two possible bird flu vaccines may be available in weeks. Then the next article just came out last week. Launching an effective bird flu vaccine could be tougher than expected. Then another one comes out here. H1N1 bird flu confirmed in Michigan dairy worker. Then another article just came out 4 hours ago from Newsweek. Vaccine makers receive stock boost after third human bird flu case in the United States. And they're talking about now how these vaccines for the H5N1 bird flu for humans is now already starting to be manufactured, and essentially the government is starting to stockpile millions of doses in the event that this stuff starts jumping from animals to humans. Well, if I'm not mistaken, we've already heard this narrative one time back in 2019 and then in 2020, and it escalated very rapidly, primarily because so many people went along with the narrative and continued to choose to follow what they were told instead of actually asking questions and maintaining their health, maintaining their immune system with a vitamin C, D3, and zinc. Staying away if you're sick, make sure you stay by yourself. Don't be running around spreading it. Going in and making sure you're getting adequate sleep and drinking adequate water. There's so many things to do to maintain your health, and we went over this in detail during COVID, and the people that listened and that were awake handled it just fine. The people that basically went along with the narrative, not only they look unbelievably silly now, a lot of them are unbelievably sick from getting their fifth and sixth and seventh booster shot. But it's not coincidence that you have all this rhetoric being brought up now, and now they're saying that you need to stay away from milk. And raw milk's absolutely horrific. Never touch raw milk. It can be contaminated. Dude, I know numerous raw milk dairy farms that have some of the highest quality raw milk from certified farms you can get. And it's super clean. I've drunk it since I was a kid down here in Florida. I know that high quality organic beef is really good for you when it's eaten, and basically when it's, you know, grass-fed, you know, organic beef. All these foods, ironically, when they're talking about eggs and beef and butter and all these things they keep telling about milk, isn't it ironic those are the main foods that they're telling everybody they have been saying for years that we need to stay away from? The same livestock farms that had these animals die in massive fires, or they've had to put them down and quell them by the millions over the last couple of years. There's a reason why they don't want you eating organic eggs or organic beef. There's a reason why they don't want you getting products like N-acetylcysteine, which the FDA was trying to ban during COVID. I talked about this in detail with N-acetylcysteine being a glutathione producer that massively helps out as far as with your body's immune system and getting nasty toxins out of your body and keeping your body strong and healthy and being able to get certain toxins detoxified out of you. Really good for the liver, really good for the lungs. These are so many articles that have talked about the health benefits, replenishing antioxidants, good for the brain, good for the immune system. These are enormously important things to cover, including health for the liver and the kidneys. And so it's funny, when you start reading about this stuff, you start realizing how good N-acetylcysteine was. And it wasn't coincidence that they were literally trying to ban it during COVID. The FDA was trying to come in and say, oh, it could be used as a drug now. We're trying to get rid of it. And they end up losing that fight. But it's ironic to me, Doug, that during COVID, they tell you, don't go out, don't breathe fresh air, don't take vitamins, don't take an acetylcysteine, don't do anything except wait for us to get the shot for you. And now suddenly we've got this H5N1 coming out, and they're saying, don't eat eggs, don't drink milk, don't eat organic beef, don't take any supplements. Again, this isn't anything to do. Don't do any of that. You need to wait because we've got a new vaccine ready to roll out now. It's not coincidence to me, and in my opinion, they're running another playbook right out of the same handbook. It's another play out of the same handbook. Now, I told somebody the other day, I said, if you got a super good football team and they're doing really well every season, every game they're winning, multiple seasons back to back to back, and they've got plays that are working great out of a playbook, you don't run a play one time in that football season or that football game and say, hey, it worked good one time, we're never going to run it again. It's done. We're scrapping it. It worked great, worked fantastic, but we're shelving it. We'll never use it ever again. Nobody does that in any type of sports systems. Neither do the banking cartel and these guys that are pushing their narratives. They know COVID worked effectively well, very effectively well. It got people into the hospital with these false PCR tests. It got them on remdesivir. It got people terrified to go out and talk to one another. It got people completely on the bandwagon of digital life, to where most people didn't even have communication with one another except through phones. It got people used to QR codes that go into buildings. It got people used to being told they had to wear a muzzle to walk into a restaurant. It got people used to having a vaccine passport and engaging in RNA gene therapy experimental shots, not because they wanted to, but because they were so terrorized or they were being forced to do so by terroristic organizations like the CDC and our government that they simply went along with it because they didn't know anything else to do. That very same government is running the same play again with this. And so whether or not they push it to the extent that they did before, I don't know. But I've really encouraged people, be on the lookouts and be aware, because we have an election coming up in the fall for an individual that's running that literally can't even talk without a teleprompter, that can't even find his way off a stage with five sets of stairs. And everybody's acting like this is going to be a fair race. If this is a real fair race, Donald Trump would eviscerate him within the first few hours of this election. They know that. That's why they're going to do everything they can to stir up dissension, cause problems, in my opinion, try to push this mail-in ballot thing again. If they don't push that, they're going to try to have so many distractions that a lot of people are not going to understand, really cope with what to do and what how to do. So that's why I continue to tell everybody, keep your immune system strong, stay stocked up on the nutrients and supplements you need, along with food buckets, backup water, and ammunition. That's something that's crucial right now, because there's a lot of very, very strange things going on. And what they did with Wuhan and what they've done with this gain of function research and transferring this stuff, what they did with COVID, I personally think they're doing the same thing right now with this bird flu. That's why they're slowly hyping it right now and putting this information into the headlines, working on a vaccine and trying to get people used to talking about it. So once it's finally ready to roll out, they're going to say, oh my gosh, we've been warning you for months. It's mutated. Now we've got 10 cases. Now we've got 20 cases. Now we've got 100 cases. And they started all over again. May or may not happen. I'm telling you right now, though, there's a good possibility this looks like what they're going to do. And that's just my opinion right now, Doug. So, again, make sure everybody's ready for what you may or may already know is about to start coming.
You know, I do monitor a lot of newscasts on other networks. Real America's Voice, One American News. Glenn Beck. I mean, in order to do show prep, and this week I probably spent days in total of hours, you know, probably 36 hours in yep. show prep. Okay. One thing I noticed, this goes to what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, they are hyping this up. But let me ask you this, or let me say this. I noticed where they have the wellness company, for example. The wellness company provides like a kit in advance of medications. You know what, folks? Okay, before you even get to that point, and I do recommend that, but before you get to that point, why not create a kit? You don't need Health Master's team to do this. You can do this and then order through Health Master's. Make your own kit. Well, they actually have immune kits to boost your immune system. But why not order now? Because remember, they were trying to get that product off the market that Health Masters carries. And they were trying to ban it. And how easy would it be for them to do the same thing? So that's why we have these shows with Health Masters. because they've got quality supplements. There it is on your screen. Basic Immunity Builder Kit. Okay, get that and make sure you have it on hand. And you know what? Even better, get two, take one, and store the other one, or, you know, rotate. But remember, one is none, two is one. So order two, have one that you're taking, and then when you're out, when you have the when you go to the second one, order you know, another one, and you always have one in reserve at the very least. So I wanted to push that because there may come a point, and I believe this in my heart of hearts, Austin, there may come a point in time when they say, you know what, Health Masters, you're violating some FDA or whatever guidelines. So you're not going to be able to ship anymore. We're going to shut you down, or even if the internet goes down. So you need to get the product now. And by the way, HR5, 5% off non-saleable items. It also beats the big pharma subscribe and save on the shots, because apparently that's what they're into now. Hey, you know, once a month you get an injection. With every fifth one, you get a free hamburger and fries. But this is much better for you. Healthmasters.com or teamhealthmasters.com. Migrate over there. HR5 is a coupon code for non-saleable items and not for the subscribe and save. Go ahead, sir.
No, you're spot on with that. You know, even just overall basic immune system health, you know, with the vitamin C, the zinc, and the D3, like we built with multiple kits, including the immune system support kit, you know, it's really important that people maintain overall health, because quite frankly, you know, it doesn't really matter how much you want to do with yourself or your community or your friends or your family. If you feel like crap and you have no energy, it's very difficult to do much of anything for that part. And so I always recommend that people really try to take advance of this and caution of this, and also take advantage of getting and staying strong and healthy all the time. Because there's a lot of very strange things that are happening now, and all these weird things that are starting to pop up all over the place. There's nothing new under the sun. We're going to see a lot of stuff over and over again. And that's why I've been such a big history buff over the years. Because a lot of times you can look back at what happened 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 plus years ago, and you can kind of get an idea of where things go and how they work and trends that start to occur. And so you're starting to see this again right now. And another reason why I continue to recommend that people always do their own research and come to their own conclusion. You know, on our show earlier this morning today, I really talked about that in details. I said, listen, it doesn't matter if you agree with me, if you don't agree with me, that's perfectly fine either which way. But again, make your own decision about it. And what I've watched too much now, especially over the last few years, and it started a lot with COVID, and it's gotten worse with Ukraine, and now it's gotten worse with this conflict in Palestine, Israel aspect, is that people constantly, because of the mainstream media, they want to put you into this two-category system. So essentially, they tell you, you have to choose one and support one and hate the other. So you got to support one, you have to hate the other. What are you going to choose? And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, because I told him, I said, the same exact thing happened with COVID. You either had to support everything the government said and every mandate they went along with, or if you didn't, you were suddenly a grandma-killing neo-Nazi racist skinhead, which pretty much, you know, in a nutshell, I'm being sarcastic, but that's really what it was. There was no in-between. It was like, you either have to support this wholeheartedly, or this is what you are. And I got so irritated and fed up with that, because I was like, not only is that such a moronic ideology to possess, is have that concept that only two options are available to you in that situation, and that you can't make your own decision. You only can follow the narrative, or basically you're getting reprisal. I thought to myself, that's such a mind-controlled, hypnotized mindset to have. And then you saw the same thing happen with Russia, the same thing with the Russian-Ukraine. You either support Ukrainian war with Russia, or you're basically a neo-Nazi Russian supporter. And I told everybody when it first happened, I said, there's tons of Ukrainian people that are awesome people. I dislike Ukraine whatsoever. I don't dislike Russian people whatsoever. I said, but telling me I have to support one or the other, including hundreds of billions of dollars to a country that was number three on the most corrupt country in the entire world just before that war started, I don't really care to make that decision, because I'll sit there and tell you my primary goal is to maintain overall health of the general population that I know, to continue to keep my friends and family as educated, as safe, as healthy, to try to get our borders under control. The same thing now you're seeing with this Israel-Palestine conflict. You're either pro-Israel, every single thing Israel does, you have to support 100%, or you're a Hamas-supporting racist, you know, terrorist. And I told my buddy the other day, and I said, you know, I'm so sick of this concept being used as a tool to divide the country, because every time they do it, it splits the country in a side, splits the country in two. Then you take those two, you split them again, you split them again. And I said, what it's doing is it's dividing the American population into these tiny little pizza slices that nobody even realizes is happening. And I said, this is going to be a really unpopular segment. And I said, I'm going to say it really clearly. I don't support Israel. I don't support Palestine. I 100% support the United States of America and the communities that are working better to make this country great again. You only have so much bandwidth in your body, so much frequency you can put out, so much time in a day, so much energy you can expel, okay? Everybody understands that concept. Once you get to a point where you go, well, I support Poland, and I support Ukraine, and I support Israel, and I support this, and I support – well, what percentage do you have left to support the United States? How much time and energy are you taking to support your local communities? How much time and energy are you working to be involved with your public school board system to make sure the children in your community are getting proper healthy education and not communist education? How much time are you putting into your family about staying healthy? How much time are you talking to people at the gym about different aspects of health and nutrition? My question is, well, there's not, because you're too busy talking about all these other things that you're told to talk about, that you are told to support, because that's the way they tell you for it to be. And so, again, I use and tell everybody on a regular basis, do your own research. There's a very unpopular topic that has gotten almost zero coverage, and it's the Lavender AI program in Israel that's being used as an AI machine directed at the Israel bombing spree in Gaza. And nobody ever talked about this when it came out. And this is one of the main things that I went into detail about on our show a few weeks ago, is that the Lavender AI program is allowed up to 100 civilian casualties for one Hamas leader that the AI deems so. This is what happened with the aid workers. Some of them were U.S. Canadian residents and basically, you know, citizens that were bringing aid to the Palestinians. And they had three Hellfire missiles shot down on them while they were on comms requesting to stop dropping Hellfire missiles. There were no conflict. There were no weapons. We're not doing anything but bringing food. And yet, they were all killed. And the question wasn't, nobody can answer. And I talked to one of my contract buddies the other day that's done a lot of work overseas. And he said, the problem that nobody realizes is, he goes, AI is operating over there with almost full autonomy. They have numerous military members that are using the systems, and they're giving AI autonomy. He goes, when AI depicts or determines that there's an individual that is deemed a threat or a Hamas individual just by simply deeming it so, the amount of casualties around it really are not put into question anymore. They're willing to kill multiple people, women and children, in order to get that one individual. And that's exactly what happened with the food bank. There was one individual in that convoy that AI, through Lavender program, deemed to be a Hamas soldier, allegedly. And so it deemed the entire convoy to be a threat, and they were given weapons free. And they dropped three Hellfire missiles on them. This is happening repeatedly over there. And I'm not saying this to basically say I support Palestine or I support Israel. What I'm saying is there's a very, very scary point of time that we're starting to reach now, where you have a country that's using AI autonomously with Reaper drones and Hellfire missiles to go to war with another country, and we're saying this is completely okay. Don't question it. Don't look at it. Don't even think about it. Go with whatever they're telling you to do, because, well, that's what you're told to do. AI is a very, very complex program that we're starting to watch now. And the fact that this is the first time this is being used in a massive conflict and is beginning an autonomy that is not having any type of regulations on civilian casualties for the most part, and they're giving free weapons, free autonomy to do whatever they want if they deem somebody to be a threat, that's a very, very dark place to start watching warfare go to, Doug. And this is one of the reasons why so many people are questioning it. But the problem is now, if anybody even questions Lavender AI, you're automatically anti-Semitic. I'm not. I don't have anything against the Israeli population whatsoever over there. What I do have a problem with is AI being given open autonomy to be used in warfare. And I think people should really start questioning everything that's going on right now and everything we're being told. and realize the left-right have-to-pick-a-side paradigm is not the best option for freedom, for republic, and for the best well-being of the United States. Ask questions about what's really happening and realize if you don't agree with something, that's okay. Everybody has that right to go along with it. But being told you can't talk about something, you can't bring something up, that is a very, very strange place that the United States is starting to go to, because I've witnessed it personally now in my own life where I've been like, oh, you can't talk about this. You can't say that. This is anti-this and anti-that and anti-this. Well, like Coach Dobemeyer said the other day, if I prefer to drive my truck, that doesn't make me anti-bicycle. I'm not anti-bicycle because I drive a truck. This concept is eluding people. Just because I don't support something, because I don't agree with it, doesn't make me anti that, or simply just I don't like it and I'm not going to go along with it. But again, I really encourage people start asking questions with everything, all the way down to health and nutrition, because we watched this during COVID. We watched the same playbook being used, and it's being used again and again and again now, and most people don't even realize it's happening.
You know, pulling back from what you said there, COVID, of course, and the lies, the lie upon lie upon lie, given to us by members of government, members of the media. They've got blood on their hands, to the point where, you know, a paddleboarder in California was arrested, you know, for being out in the fresh air alone, actually. The things that we saw during that 2-3 year period and how you and I were treated, and I'm talking to the listener and viewer, and think about that, how we were treated. You could not give your dying loved one a hug. And this was, that was because of implemented procedures that were not law. You know, I will never, by the way, okay, forgive and forget. I don't have the capacity for either against these individuals who commanded that those things. So, but I want to ask you this: are you surprised now we're seeing information come out? Japan, I think, said, no, you know what? These shots are causing turbo cancers, and I'm paraphrasing. And the entire story, the entire narrative breakdown. Are you surprised? Like this week alone, we're getting all kinds of information. Are you surprised about that?
This sad, scary, weird, strange, all the above parts that I'm realizing now, and it's really actually quite troubling to me, is you can actually go back and listen to some of the podcasts Ted and I did, especially in 2021 when we started to do a lot of deep digging research on the RNA gene therapy shot when it first rolled out in January 21 primarily, and we started doing a lot of the in-depth research, and there were a few other people in all media, but very few. And we started talking about what RNA gene therapy does and how it's going to massively overstimulate the immune system and then downregulate the immune system. That gene therapy was super soldier technology from DARPA back in 2012. And there's a high probability you're going to start seeing a lot of people start dying randomly over the next couple of years. We talked about it in 2021, and I'm not saying that to try to go, oh, I was right. I didn't want to be right about that crap. I'll tell you that right now. I told people, don't be a guinea pig. I don't want to be right. Don't experiment with the shot. And the more we did the research, the more truth I brought about it, and the more people got mad at me and said, you're being anti-vax, you're being this. And I said, dude, I'm not being anti-anything. I'm being pro-truth. Do your own research, bro. Just look at what's going on. And, you know, the research we came about and we realized very quickly – I said there's a high probability not only the clots were going to start occurring, which they did, it was going to be a massive overstimulation and not allow essentially people's bodies to handle their immune system properly. And that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing article after article, website after website, that's going into detail and talking about how turbo cancers are popping up left and right, how people that are in their young 20s that have never had a health problem in their entire life start having cancer. And then you're starting to see this now. There's a doggone research study, the Japanese research study. I saw that. I covered it a couple weeks ago on our show. Essentially, that they're showing a massive increase in cancer. whenever this stuff happens. And what's crazy about it is nobody is wanting to acknowledge what the root cause. They're trying to step back and be like, oh, no, nothing to see here. Nothing's happening. Nothing could possibly relate it to these shots whatsoever. It's just coincidence this is occurring right now. When you start taking unbelievably toxic food that you know is directly related to cancer, like glyphosate and high fructose corn syrup and Red 40 and aspartame, and you pump those in people's bodies, you compromise their immune systems. They don't get proper nutrients. They start getting sicker and sicker. Then you start shooting them with these shots. The body has nothing else to do except start having health problems, period. And so, again, that's why I've encouraged people. The vitamin C and D3 isn't just for the flu or for COVID. Those two products, especially stacked with zinc, they're designed to keep the immune system ramped up healthy. The body needs these nutrients. This is why you've seen now over the years, physicians don't care about what people's D3 levels are anymore. They don't even test it half the time. They simply just, why'd you want to test your D3? You kidding me? Why would I not want to test my D3? It's one of those important things to have on a panel. But yet, most doctors don't do it anymore. Why is that? Because a lot of them are told not to, because they know D3 is such a crucial hormone in the body, and it has to be at a good, healthy range in order to maintain proper immune function and a whole host of other things. That's why I always tell girls when they're getting pregnant, and Lana's talked to him as well, you've got to check your blood work for D3. And the midwife that I know that we've used in the past, she flat out told me, there's girls that come in there that their D3 is in the single digit range and they just got pregnant. And they tell them, you've got to get your D3 up immediately. All types of health problems are going to start occurring with you and the child if you don't get your D3 up. And that's the problem that I think I've seen so many times. And you can't correlate it all because you haven't seen everybody's blood work. But you start seeing a lot of problems as far as in pregnancies and different things throughout pregnancy. A lot of cases, in my opinion, it's nutrient deficiencies that have not been handled properly with these young kids in utero. So again, that's why it's so important to really maintain your overall health, because there's protocols. If these types of diseases do come about, there's protocols that can work really well at trying to get the immune system strong. That's why we try to get the truth out there every single day, Doug.
You know, I know somebody who just came back from overseas and Europe, and it's interesting you mentioned about the foods, because one thing that was told to me in like Italy, Greece, and they don't have the processed foods out there. Okay, like what could be sold, or what is being sold in the U.S. is prohibited from being sold in certain countries in Europe. Okay, the processed foods and such, and of course there's also the necessity, or not necessity, but the inability to import and to use the process when fresher is, in most cases, along, especially along the seacoast, cheaper, less expensive, and better for you. But regardless, but getting back to what you said earlier, I remember one of the first programs, one of the first episodes that we did together, right after the announcement of hey, this is a pandemic, and I should pull this up. But you and Ted were like dead nuts accurate with respect to the immune system, the damage to the immune system. And you were ahead of the curve on things like D3, K2, and all of the other supplements. So, folks, please do me a favor, because we want you healthy. We want you, upright and mobile. So, and not only that, at your best, mentally and physically, go to healthmasters.com, or for extra credit, teamhealthmasters.com, and use HR5 as a coupon code, and make sure you stock up on supplements, because you know what? Tomorrow, you don't know if the supply, the trucks are not going to be running. You just don't know. So make sure you have this in hand. That's health or teamhealthmasters.com, teamhealthmasters.com, HR5, through Memorial Day, right?
Absolutely. That's what we want everybody, and, you know, the listeners and customers that, you know, have supported us and yourselves for so long. We obviously encourage them. Give us feedback on the show. You know, give us a call. Let us know. Write us an email. We love hearing from everybody. But, I mean, we built this website for everyone to have a better, more enjoyable experience, to have a faster experience, to be able to get products and the auto ship and the podcast and everything in one place. And my overall goal, what we're working with next, is being able to almost have a community all with a different website platform that has a podcast kind of a spinoff where we can have your show and our show and all types of, like, almost like a good, healthy alternative radio, alternative health YouTube platform. Obviously be something smaller on a scale, but where people can come in and build communities together. And that's why we put the Team_Health Masters Instagram together, where we're answering questions as far as in the DMs with Team_Health Masters on Instagram. And people are coming together, commenting on articles, commenting on, post that we do, excuse me, and products. And so, again, that's how we work together on this, because people are asking, what can we do? How can we do this? It's building communities. It's getting people more informed. It's working together. It's talking to people. It's getting people educated, because the more educated people get on these topics, the better and stronger they are. And I say that all the time. A strong, smart, educated populace is a very difficult populace to control. Period. It's not easy to control somebody that's aggressive, sharp, and understands and they're educated on topics, because they go, no, I'm calling BS on this, bro. I'm not going to go along with what you're saying because it's really stupid. You're not making any sense. So, again, that's what we encourage everyone to do. So, and so we, again, thank you for the support of Health Masters and Team Health Masters now. And we hope everybody really enjoys the site over the Memorial Day weekend when everybody's relaxing and chilling and remembering what Memorial Day is all about on Monday. And remembering those that died and shed their blood to pretty much make this country for what it is over, you know, the last over two centuries now. As crazy as that's been.
You know, we owe them, and I really believe that we owe them. They put their lives on the line, lost their lives in many cases, and we owe them to be sober, approach this weekend. And you're right. You know, understand what Memorial Day is all about, as opposed to just going out and having a beer at the barbecue, okay? Really approach this with sobriety, because I do believe we're at a point now where, like you said earlier, you know, pitting one against the other, it's happening. And I just saw something this week. One of the, I don't know, economists or sociologists or maybe both, saying, hey, there's a, you know, 40%, maybe even a 50-50% chance of a civil war. I don't know who it was, but it was out this week. So you know what? Look, folks, again, teamhealthmasters.com. Again, First Credit, teamhealthmasters.com. And make sure you sign up there too. You're going to have to do it. Even though you were at Health Masters, Team Health Masters, re-sign up and get serious. Get those products. And it, look how simple that is right there. I mean, can you get any more simple than that? Look at those two dudes. Who are those two dudes? So you got Ted on the left, Austin on the right as you're looking at the screen. And you look like you're about ready to kick someone's backside there.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
But we really did try to make it as simplistic as possible. That's what, like, the sign up list right here, as far as creating a new account and the products, the kits, the auto ship. That was one of the biggest problems we ran on with the old website. Is it was an old antiquated website. We've added stuff onto it over the years, but it's gotten antiquated. And so we want people to have something of ease of use to simply go in and say, boom, 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 click. Hey, you know what? I don't even want to have to go on the website again next month. I get the stuff delivered right to my door every single 30 days, and I don't even have to do anything. I can go on and listen to the podcast once a day or once a week, and that's it. That's all I got to do. So I understand now the market's changed over the last couple of years. The internet's changed everything, and so we've adapted to it. It took us a little bit longer than we wanted to, because we had a first original website that rolled out from a tech guy that lied to me on a lot of stuff, but that doesn't matter. That's well over with. And so we had to kind of start from scratch to build what we have now, and that's why I kept both websites. You don't like the new one, you still got the old one, and vice versa. So again, that's what we're here for. I love the feedback. I love our customers. We do this for you guys. We do it for your listeners. We bring this to you guys every single day. And so again, thank you for the regular support and the emails and the responses and the positive stuff. We do this for you guys. And again, I really appreciate everything you guys are doing and supporting your show, Doug. I know so many people have contacted me and they say, hey, I heard you on the Hagman Show. I love Doug. He's bringing information out. You know, a lot of people don't realize this isn't something, you know, it's easy to do every day, is going through all this prep and research and time and energy. But again, I want the truth out there along as you do as well. And if it is to be, it's up to us. We can't sit around and just say, well, we'll just see what happens anymore. No, get involved, get the truth out there, forward these shows, forward emails to people, and try to get people healthy, smart, and strong the best as possible, Doug.
Yeah, and I've got to say this as well while you're there. Make sure you listen to the Ted and Austin show because, again, the information that you provide, I could not provide the amount of information that you do, okay, because my cadence, I can't get that cadence that you've got. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, your cadence is not a bad thing. The information out there is wow. I mean, definitely show prep for me. And that's if you go to teamhealthmasters.com, the new website, migrate over there, create an account. And make sure when you're doing that, you can pop on the podcast. And the same as before, drill down as well. We only have about a minute and a half left. Any final thoughts? You got the last word.
Appreciate it, my friend. And yeah, with the cadence, it's funny. A couple weeks ago, Ted was gone. He was on vacation for 2 weeks over in Europe. And so I ran the show by myself for two and a half weeks on the Austin Ted and Austin Brewer show. And, you know, doing an hour-long show with no guests, as you know as well, it gets pretty intense sometimes without any guests at all. Oh, yeah. But everybody was giving me emails like, golly, how do you talk so fast? I'm like, well, Purple Sticks help out a lot. So, again, those will be back on the website. We had them in. We had a small batch come in. Those will be back in stock next week. So don't worry. They're coming back in. Everybody loves those. The new batch is amazing. And so, again, I just thank you for all the support, Doug, and everybody and your listeners. As we work in this together, remember, even if you don't agree with everybody, you know, 60, 70, 80% of the time, that's okay. As we work together here, you'll realize that more and more people are a lot of times aligned on the same topics, and that's why it's doing the best we can to support one another and do our own research and come to our conclusions. But at the end of the day, we got to all work together on this because we're all in this together, whether we want it to be or not.
Amen, my brother. And the only thing I think that we have to agree upon is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the only way to
amen. Get to 100% heaven. Accurate.
Other than that, you know, we can have a discussion. And
yep.
But I'll tell you what, thank you. And I am mega impressed about that website, as is Eric the Tech. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Eric the Tech, you too, sir.
Thank you, guys. Have an awesome one.
All right. And folks, you as well. God bless.